Hunter's Moon, written by Steve Gallagher, Episode 7.
Over the basic difference between a mechanism and an organism. In classical times and before, the notion of life being instilled into previously inanimate matter gave a common theme in myth and legend. But it was only after the first industrial revolution and the development of sophisticated electronics that the engineer was able to design a rough parallel of a biological system. From that point onwards, the spiral of knowledge accelerated. Logical research developments to advance the complexity of artificial systems in turn sparked off new thinking and understanding over living response mechanisms. And the two disciplines became more and more difficult to distinguish. For the great mass of people, there was no obvious problem in view. Someone who can barely distinguish intelligence in a man is hardly likely to spend much time considering the implications of intelligence in machine. But ignorance of the problem didn't make it go away. And in this agnostic age, where any attempt to reduce the awesome and spectacular universe into the simplified package of a personable deity was more difficult than ever, there was no way we could sidestep the issue. The distinction between life and design grew ever more blurred, and the boundaries were redrawn with each new advance. Man and machine began to merge, medically as well as socially. Any single feature that distinguished a man could eventually be true of a machine. And almost as much energy went into conceiving new definitions as was spent on disproving the old ones. All we could eventually say was that by comparison, man was more fragile and unstable. He was capable of less, and he wore out faster. Randall wasn't about to declare defeat without a fight. So convinced was he of the superiority of the elite, so confident over the inferiority of the simulacra, that setback and defeat meant little to him. The slow drive of the worldship to survive left him unimpressed, even as it left him unsuccessful. Back at the Ice Palace, Kaloran was proving to be more susceptible to disillusionment. He had managed to capture the icebreaker ship only to find it disabled and useless. Even as he contemplates the ruptured stabilizers and the uncooperative inboard computer, his chief, along with Lobo, Martin, and the simulacrum Mitchell, is on the cargo shuttle. They are leaving the world ship in a hurry. Valum is not far behind.
Please, you must listen to me. There isn't much time.
I'll listen to you once, Morden. I don't intend to repeat the mistake.
Oh, I know what I did to you, and I'm sorry.
Naturally.
But it was necessary, believe me. I couldn't go against Marius.
You're pathetic, Morden. You think you can turn our opinions over with a couple of weak lies?
Now, wait a minute, Kaloran. I came down in that shuttle fully expecting to die in it. I don't have to listen to your complaints.
I don't think you quite understand the position, Morden.
I understand it too well. There's danger following me down. And you're not going to be fit to meet it.
Whatever you're trying to pull, forget it. I know you're only worried about your own interests. But think about this. There are just short of 60 men in the Ice Palace. At the moment, they're getting themselves ready for a trip in a ship that can't go anywhere. They know it, but they don't want to believe it. And they're expecting a miracle with all the confidence they're capable of. Which, I might add, isn't very much after the treatment they've had from the Council.
What treatment? The Council didn't say...
Exactly, Councillor! You came to power and did nothing for them. They're all underbelly and they expected the gesture of brotherhood. You're not the most popular person in the palace, Councillor.
Will you stop this petulant ranting and listen to me? Where do you think that shuttle came from?
That's one of the things I want to know.
You don't want to know anything. You're just looking for an excuse to rat because I didn't hand Randall back to you when you demanded it.
Yeah, Randall's dead because of action you refused to take.
Randall is alive.
What?
At this moment, he's somewhere overhead. And he's looking for a way to disable a war machine.
Oh, you had a harder landing than we thought. It's messed your brains around.
I don't intend to waste my time with explanations for you to laugh at. Watch the skies.
For what? The first cuckoo of spring? I'm looking at it now.
Get on! Get your backside out here! There's another one coming down!
Another what?
I'm not saying it twice. It sounded mad enough the first time.
Now, do you understand what I'm saying?
Morden, help me! I don't understand this!
Then listen. And don't challenge me. That cruiser is piloted by what looks like a woman. But don't be misled. As far as you're concerned, she is enemy. She'll think Randall's here because she doesn't know he left the shuttle. And that's the only bargaining point we have. They can't start the operation they planned until they've got Randall back. Don't ask me why. Because it's complicated and you won't like it. There are only two people who know the reason. I am one. And Lobo is the other. He didn't like it either.
Who's Lobo?
Never mind. Concentrate on the negotiating you're going to be doing. You've got to buy some time for Randall.
Willis, can you hear me?
Yes, madam.
I'm about to put us down at the ice palace. I want you to stay out of sight at first.
Whatever you say, Valen.
Don't be too submissive, Willis. You're acting like a marionette. Ask me why.
Well, why do I have to stay out of sight, Valen?
Because the bloodbags are easily impressed. They think the old Willis is dead, and producing you at the right moment could be very effective.
Effective for what?
Randall will be down there somewhere, probably hiding. I want them to hand him over. I'm doing nothing until I get him.
How do the WEC feel about that?
They accept it. They have to. I'm no use to them unless I'm a fairly independent agent. I was made to fight people. If the WEC trusted their own judgment for that, they wouldn't need me. Besides, we're waiting for the ground commander.
What will he be like?
Like me, but even better. What a team we'll make.
You're inhuman, Valen.
Why, thank you, Willis.
Is this the place?
This is it. It's where I came for the information that Morden wanted.
Oh, it doesn't look much.
It isn't much. Most of the useful stuff was ripped out when they transferred across to the bigger ship. The memories are complete, though.
How can you be sure?
Because they're not hardware. You can't just pick them up and carry them over. For one thing, the ship would die as you were doing it.
So how did they manage?
Well, they used this unit to design another, then recorded all the memories across until they had a perfect copy.
Like the ship was making a simulacrum out of itself.
I suppose so. Never gave it that much thought.
And there's no point wasting time on it now. Can you control the ship from here?
Think so.
Think so's not enough. Can you do it?
I won't know until I've tried. At least give me a chance.
I'm sorry, but time's limited.
I know, and there's a lot to do. You'd better leave me alone.
Well, hurry it up.
I can't hurry it up. I'll be as long as it takes.
But you were able to plug straight into the shuttle.
Then look at the lousy job I made of it. Anyway, this isn't the shuttle. It's a 10-mile cylinder. You haven't even told me what I've got to do with it.
Yeah, come on, Randall. About time you spilled this magnificent plan you've been cooking.
I'm not sure it will work.
Ah, now you tell me.
Shut up and listen. Morden gave me the idea when he said we couldn't disable the WEC ship without turning off the sun.
I'm not sure I want to vote for that.
Nobody's voting on it. We're going to do it.
You're overestimating my abilities.
It's the only answer I can come up with on the information I've got. The ship needs direct sunlight. Without it, the power supply cuts down to virtually nothing and gets diverted to basic survival needs and nothing else. Now, when the power goes, the WEC have to dive for their survival couches before the biological hibernation mechanism takes over, triggered by the fall in temperature. If they don't do that, they risk wasting away in cold sleep over an indefinite period. They don't even know when they're going to find another usable system.
Full marks for alien biology, but your physics are overambitious.
I want you to find a way of firing up whatever propulsion system this deserted ship uses. I want you to accelerate its orbit so it collides with the inhabited ship in front. Now, it's got to be right in two respects. The most important one is that it has to push the inhabited ship into a planetary eclipse.
What does that mean?
It means that the other ship has to be pushed out of the line of sight of the sun, into the planet's shadow.
Can you do that?
I don't know. What's the other thing I have to get right?
The collision has to be hard enough for the two ships to be mangled together at the point of contact. Enough for us to get through. Now, can that be done?
It can probably be done, but not by me.
Why not?
What do you think I am? I've got the mind and most of the memories of an ordinary man. You seem to think I'm some kind of miracle worker.
But you're not an ordinary man.
You accepted me as one.
Because it was convenient. It kept you quiet and Morden happy. But it's time to face realities, Mitchell.
So you can't control your prejudice anymore. If you're not prepared to let me be a man, what am I? I think you like the alternative even less.
It's time you went in for some intelligent self-assessment and stopped being obsessed with faking yourself a family tree. You are what you are. And you won't understand that until you've found your limitations. Scared of trying?
Why should I be scared?
You don't know what you may find. It could be better than you hope.
Or a whole lot worse.
He's right, Mitchell. You should at least give it a try.
It's easy for you to say that.
Yeah, sure it is. Doesn't make it any less true, though.
But I know what I am. As a man, I barely rate. Shows every time you speak to me. And as a machine, I'm hardly better than the marionettes.
Remember how you felt when you stepped into Marius's chambers. You've just come from here, and you are crammed with life and confidence. You can interface with the machine around us, and we can't.
I don't want to do it again.
Because you don't want to risk liking it. You resent the kick it gives to the machine part of you.
That's a lie.
You know it isn't. You've suspected it yourself, and you're not man enough to put it to the test.
Get out of my way.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting in the controller seat. I don't want to be disturbed.
How long is he going to sit staring at that screen?
Well, like you said, as long as it takes. I can only assume he's taking information from it.
It seems like just colors and music to me.
He must be seeing more. But even if he understands it, will he be able to use it?
I damn well hope so. That was quite an ass-kicking you gave him.
No, he needed it. He's too inclined to feel sorry for himself.
How much of it did you mean?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
I would have thought so.
An idea's an idea. Doesn't make any difference whether it's sincere or not, as long as it gets the right reaction.
Look, assume for a minute he can do it. Assume that he locks the two ships together and we can transfer across. What the hell do we do then?
With the power right down, we'll have the run of their ship. We find the equivalent of this control room and wreck it.
And what then? How are we supposed to get home?
I don't know. And that's the only honest answer I can give you.
Oh, thanks for that much anyway.
It can be done. But it isn't going to be easy.
Nobody said it would be. Can you do it from here?
From this chair. Nowhere else.
I don't see anything that looks like controls.
There aren't any. The WEC don't have any power over what the ship does.
But you think you have?
I can't replace the main computer, if that's what you mean. But I can work inside it.
How?
Not in any way you'd understand. I have to join the machine, be part of it. Then I can use my thoughts and impulses to give it drive. And they're automatically translated into action by drawing on the ship's memories and capabilities. Like the shuttle, I become the ship.
Sounds like one hell of a trip. And damn lucky you can do it.
Lucky nothing. It's part of my design capability. How do you think Valum and the other simulacra are piloting their cruisers?
Is that why you resisted the idea so much, when you knew all along you could do it?
I knew nothing of the kind. Something could still go wrong. You ever heard of celestial mechanics?
They fix spaceships.
It's a field of mathematics and navigation in which the shortest distance between two points is hardly ever a straight line. A slight error, either way, that we could send the line of ships cannoning down through the atmosphere and right onto the city, or else just bust a hole and lose all our air. Watch the screen.
How do you do that?
I think it, and it happens. These are plans of the two ships. The third and newest one doesn't appear anywhere in this computer's memory, so I'll have to guess and make some allowance for it.
What do those lines mean?
You can only see a few of them. The rest are outside the range of your vision. I'm running through all the possible scenarios of action. And those lines represent the angles and courses available to us. The diagram represents a three-dimensional model in the machine.
A real model?
A mathematical one.
That's too fast. I can't look.
Don't, then. If I slow it down, it'll take hours instead of minutes.
Let him alone, Randall. He seems to know what he's doing.
I thought so.
What was that?
That was the first major disaster scenario. We missed the WEC ship completely, tore loose, and shot off towards the sun.
Don't much like the sound of that one.
Perhaps you can find us something cooler.
I thought that one would work.
Don't worry about it. Try another.
He seems to be enjoying it.
He's finding potential he didn't know about. He's so obsessed with being considered a man that he forgot there might be some advantage in being a machine.
But it's a matter of pride. How would you like to think that you were an artificial construct?
I wouldn't, but that's not the point. The point is, we keep feeding him the right lines to make sure he stays happy. While he's happy, he's useful.
And when he's not?
He's just another appliance.
You haven't meant a word you said to him. It was all a lie to get what you wanted. Of course it was.
I'm not blind. Look at him.
I'm looking at you, Randall. I'm wondering whether it's better to be a machine with a dream or a man without a soul.
That's it. That's the one.
What have you found?
Watch. I'll run it through on the screen slowly. Now, this is about 1/10 real time.
That's still pretty
slow. We have
slow.
A burn at all the points shown there by red light. The length of the burn has to be exact. Watch the diagram of our ship begin to move towards the other.
Ah, there it goes.
Now, we've got a precisely defined angular momentum. At this point, we have to have a second burn, a shorter one.
Why, what was wrong with the first one?
Nothing. But it was only necessary to get us into position for this next move. Watch.
Our ship's veering away. It's going to miss.
No, it isn't. Look, it's going to put the wet ship right on its head.
My first mistake was because I was trying to make the ship rebound onto a new course. But it won't work like that. You have to give a straight push in the right direction. I'll speed the diagram up now.
The two ships are pulling apart.
We'll have no more than an hour to get down to the damaged area and make the transfer into the wet ship. That's about the same length of time as it'll take for the two to travel around the planet and out of the sunlight onto their new course. Then their own inertia will pull them apart.
Won't their ship be able to react and bring itself back?
Not in time. Besides which, it'll have to start powering down. But there's another problem.
What's that?
An hour later, we'll be around and back into the sunlight. The hibernation sequence will start reversing.
Leave much margin.
Well, it doesn't leave any margin. Can't we think of something else?
Like what?
Well, like something that means we can stay here and manage everything from a distance, so we don't have to go into a ship full of things like that statue we saw.
This is no time to start calling up all your old bad dreams. When are we going to start the sequence?
I started it as soon as I knew I'd found the right one.
Oh, I didn't hear anything.
Why should you expect to?
Can you put us a display on the screen? Let us see how far along we are.
There. The second burn's just finished.
Well, by the looks of that, we're almost at collision.
Oh, what's happening?
That's it. There's nothing more I can do here.
How far to the crossover?
About 2 miles. We'll have to hurry.
We'll take all the time you've got. The longer, the better.
Have they finished talking yet? Can you tell what they're saying?
Stop nagging at me, Cone. I can't read lips, and the glare from the eyes is starting to blind me.
Move over then, Berger. Let me try.
I'm taller than you. I can see better.
I'm only giving you a rest.
I don't need a rest. I can still see fine.
Great for you, but how about sharing what you're seeing?
I was trying, wasn't I? How about giving me a chance?
All right, both of you. Berg, go ahead and tell us what you can see.
Killoran's talking to the woman. Whatever it is he's saying, she's not very pleased. It looks as if she could be threatening him with something. But he's not backing down.
He better not if Morden was telling us the truth.
Ah, Caloran's a good kid. He won't screw up on us.
He's also elite. Don't forget. He might sell us out.
What's going on down here?
Quiet, Will. Berg, concentrate.
Berg's doing what?
What's so funny?
All back into the woodwork, Worm. We've managed fine without you so far.
You had your chance to join us.
I don't want to join you.
And he asked, what's going on?
There's something happening.
Shut up, Worm. What is it?
She got angry. Looked like she was going to hit it. And she turned around and climbed back into that jet thing she came down in.
Is she leaving?
No, all the hatches are still open. But I can't see what she's doing. Killoran's coming back.
How does he look?
Is he pleased?
He's as white as the ice. He looks downright scared.
Well, somebody please tell me what's going on.
We don't even know ourselves. Can't you find something out there? Is there anything I can do?
Sure is. Crawl off somewhere else, Worm. Somebody open the hatch and let Killoran in.
How is she?
What does she want?
Can she get us off the ice?
Yes.
Wait, all of you. Give him a chance.
Morden was right. She wants Randall, and I'll let her think he's here.
Why does everybody seem to want Randall?
Who's this?
Nobody. Carry on, kid.
She must be from one of the other colonized systems on the space trade network. It seems there's a main ship in orbit, and she thinks that Randall escaped from that. But according to Morden, he's still up there. She wants us to hand him over so she can kill him.
Is that all?
What happens when we can't?
She'll come in after him.
What kind of threat's that?
Don't forget, she's armed, and she's strong.
She still doesn't stand a chance against all of us.
You didn't see what I saw. She made the point by reaching out and squeezing the leading edge on that cruiser's wing. When she took her hand away, there was an impression in the metal.
I don't believe it.
Is that a sincere opinion or just rhetoric?
I don't know what's rhetoric.
Anything's possible if she's from another system, Bulstrode. We've had no contact with anybody outside for generations, so how would we know?
If Morden says Randall's still up on the main ship, how did he get there?
The same ship when Morden came down in. It was homing on the Ice Palace beacon.
How come we didn't see it?
I saw it once. Nobody believed me.
It came and went during the storms.
Storms where people disappeared.
What the hell's been going on under our noses?
I don't know. But if Morden's to be believed, and I'm still not 100% sure on that point, then a lot depends on us stalling this woman until Randall's finished whatever he's doing.
And what is there?
I don't know.
Oh, sounds flimsy.
It doesn't sound any better than me, but what else have we got?
Looks like we'll have to give Morden the benefit. Unless anybody's got a more likely explanation.
Where is Morden?
We took him onto the icebreaker. There was a first aid kit on there, which is more than we could offer. Could have done with doctor help us, though.
I know. None of this will be easy.
Why? What do you intend to do?
I'm going to try to capture that cruiser.
What?
That's asking for trouble.
It's the first practical suggestion anybody's come up with. Count me in. Even if you were successful, you couldn't fly it.
Details. Count me in as well.
It'll be suicide.
Not if we're sneaky about it.
And it's a damn sight better than sitting here arguing over things we know nothing about. So you take the cruiser. What then?
Then we worry about what to do next.
There, all right, Willis. He's there, and they won't give him to me.
So what's happening now?
I've given them some time to think about it. Told them they'd better hand Randall over, or else...
Or else what?
I'll go in and bring him out if I have to. I don't really want to do it this way. Enough of them together might damage me in the same way as Randall damaged Pearson.
You could blast the whole palace from the air.
I could, but I wouldn't see Randall squirm. I need that satisfaction.
The WEC has been trying to call you on the radio. They won't speak to me.
When was this?
A few minutes ago. I didn't call you because you wanted me to stay hidden.
That's good. Keep it that way because I've thought of a way I can use you. Valum here. Are you calling me?
Valum. Matters are moving fast up here. Is your ground base established?
No, I haven't got Randall yet.
Forget Randall.
We've been through all this before.
A short time ago. Our old world decided to come alive and make use of its propulsion systems. We are sliding towards the shadow of the planet. You know what this will mean?
You'll have to go into emergency shutdown.
For a few hours only. In that period, you will be on your own. And we want your full attention on the operation.
But why did the old ship begin to move?
It was a development we did not anticipate. One which, nevertheless, pleased us.
What do you mean?
We recognize it to be part of the field test of the ground commander. At this moment, he is striving to destroy us.
I don't understand.
The tests have been going on for some time. We placed certain blocks in the ground commander's mentality. He is unaware of his real capabilities and his true loyalty to the wing. His task was to fathom and penetrate our own defenses. No other simulacrum has been tested to such an extreme. When he reaches our strategic centers, we will know he is ready.
The ground commander's trying to destroy you?
He thinks he is. But in the end, he will find he is unable and unwilling to do so.
That's it. They've gone into emergency shutdown.
Well, what are we going to do now?
Nothing.
But
WEC... nothing. It'll be several hours before they're out of the enforced hibernation program. And you heard what they said. I'm on my own until then.
I also heard them say to forget Randall.
I didn't hear it.
But you
and
did.
Neither did you.
Yes, Valum.
Follow me. I can see a break when we can get through to the other ship.
I can hardly stay on my feet because of the wind.
Both ships are losing atmosphere around the impact zone.
That's why we have to hurry before the walls have a chance to close themselves up. Come on.
But we've only just moved into the shadow of the planet. What if they're not asleep yet on the other side?
Then we find out how they can fight. Come on. Over there. One of them hasn't made it to the hibernation chamber.
Don't go too close.
It's slowed right down. It must have been caught in the dropping temperature as the air escaped.
It is like a lizard. We were right about the statue.
Well, then, don't go too close. Being slowed down isn't the same as being asleep. I don't like the look of those jaws.
The creatures themselves are weak. They need the ship to support them and the simulacrum to do their dirty work.
Yet that's why we're here. You can study them when we've disabled their ship. Until then, we've got to go carefully.
Why? What's the danger if they're all like this one?
They may not be. The further in we go, the warmer it'll be.
You seem to get more confident every minute.
Well, that's good. I've had enough of dragging his son out of his mouth and trying to cheer him up.
This is it. I recognize the sound.
It doesn't look like the consul and the other ship.
It's a completely different design. It worries me.
Do what you have to. I'll keep a lookout on the door.
That shouldn't be necessary. The temperature's dropping all the time.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. I wish my suit units were working.
Oh, never mind that. Do what you have to.
At least give me a chance to work it out.
What's there to work out? Plug in and get going.
You don't plug in. You wouldn't understand.
What's the matter, Mitchell? Surely you aren't getting twinges of old loyalties.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're the only one here who can get access to the programming of that thing.
That's not what you were starting to say.
All right, then, I'll say it. You're either a man or a machine. I know what you say, but I still don't know which you really are deep inside. Now we're at the moment of truth and you're dithering.
It's a different console. I don't understand it.
Try. Don't waste time with excuses.
And what do you know about it, Blood...
Go on, say it. The word's blood bag, isn't it?
Yes, damn you.
Randall, you're pushing him too far.
If you want to be a man, Mitchell, earn the right. If you don't understand it, pick a place and smash it.
Watch this then, Randall. And the next one's for you.
Move away from the console.
Where did that thing come from?
He didn't pass me, honest. He must have been hiding in the shadows of the room.
And he's wearing a thermic suit. That's why he's not in hibernation.
Unnecessary discomfort for a proud duty. I welcome the new ground commander of our simulacra.
Hunter's Moon was written by Steve Gallagher.